I don't know, I think the basic problem lies in at the freshman and sophomore years. Once you make it through there, when you're in your junior and senior years, I think you know where to go after you made it through those 2 years. Or maybe you're junior and then your senior year, you know what more or less what to do. Mm-hmm. You know who what kind of contacts to make with people, who to see to get something done, and you know how to make your way around. In your freshman year, I think that's the hardest time. You're not familiar with the whole process of getting things done.
It's probably the difference between a large university and a small college.
Yeah.
More so here than.
I think that's another purpose of our center, our Indian Center, is to kind of have a sense of belonging.
You don't feel that there is a sense of belonging now on campus?
Well, I didn't. No, I didn't when I was a freshman. I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Kind of just lost out there.
Well, I had my friends, but that was about it. Yeah. Just a little small group. Yeah.
I think since Albuquerque is in the area that it is, that it's real important to have a center, not only for the students but for the whole community. Because there's a lot of, I think what Norman was getting at too, is like lack of communication. And the center kind of will serve as a nucleus as far as academic, library, you know, social, everything.
With
all this information
can
come into.
What are your views on the present-day Indian situation?
What reservation?
What is the situation?
BIA, public health, reservation, off reservation. Jobs, training.
I think the Bureau and the tribe or OEO or somebody should provide some type of jobs for college students during the summer, you know, like so you'd be getting some money somewhere. Because a lot of times students that go to school here, you know, they're when summer comes, they apply here, but you know, around here it's very difficult to get anything. And we should have some sort of agency or something, because you know, someone should have an agency here where we can be notified of local, you know, apply for opportunities. You know, instead of just restricting them to the reservation.
Because you have to go out
to
the reservation they work, but out there they don't have time for housing by the end of the law. And so you're in a situation there. That's right.
And so what you do is you go to a workshop, all kinds of
people. You know, what do you think of a program where in the summertime that you go to work for a company, either in Albuquerque or Phoenix, somewhere in the area, that would relate to what you're doing or what you are studying. And, you know, you get the sort of on-the-job experience and they pay you. Or would you rather just work on a reservation?
I think, like, you kept stressing companies, but we don't have access to information, you know.
I know, but suppose somebody goes around between now and June. Mm-hmm. That's his job or her job to take the list of all the students who are interested, mm-hmm, and then connect them with the companies,
right,
so that by the time you get out of the school, you know exactly where you're going. And what rate of pay you're going to you're going to get and the housing situation and all of this.
The idea of having this employment on the reservation is great, but what are the possibilities of doing this? Is there that much employment for students on the reservation? Say someone in psychology or someone in architecture, where would I go?
Well, if you're in a psychology major, we can make you a medicine man's apprentice.
Yeah. That's a great idea, but it sounds good. It sounds real good, but can it be done?
I think one thing that comes into my mind I think all of this really talk about we're losing all the young educators from the reservation. In fact, a lot of the kids at school are very interested in going back to the reservation and working and bringing up the tribe or whatever facilities are available. And I don't think the tribe makes enough use of the resources. Maybe it's an economic type of thing, but I think a lot of kids are really sincerely interested.
You know, on the same line that she's on, I don't know if I said it in Navajo tribe, but when they get some of these students on a payroll, then they allocate them to pay funding to do some research for them. Instead of loading on all kinds of monies to buy engineering for recovery, and get an expect education to pay for all these white
What's your views on, or do you have any views on identity or this? I noticed she's wearing that little button that says Indian Power. Is there a strong feeling about that among the students?
Yeah.
By the way,
I'm
sure
I'm
by the term power, I don't think we necessarily mean physical power like militancy. It's not that. Maybe it's ideal goals, that kind of power. Power to decide for ourselves what we want.
Like more power to you.
More power to you. Yeah.
Yeah, the power to, you know, be able to get this thing underway, and like the industry program that we're trying to get from the university, the power to be able to do that without really having any great big obstacle before us, you know, just be able to go in and get any time we want, really, anything we want at the time we want.
Now, what are you searching for?
What do we, you, in what?
In the movement for power you're talking about. You say you want a power to achieve something.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it could be goals in terms of education. It could be in terms of economic growth for the people. It could be. It can be put in a lot of different terms and goals.
I think generally it's just the power to assert ourselves as the engine, you know, different facets of the system and, you know, our lives.
And maybe most of all our culture, to be able to maintain our traditions and things like that.
Power to be ended in a greater society.
What does culture mean to you?
Traditions, I guess.
Our language and
customs. Culture, customs, language, beliefs, crafts, art.
Everything that's in there.
The making and practice.
Talking.
Our ideas of nature and hoe and hoe and
You have some trouble with poems up here.
That's another man's culture. Right.
I think because we want to go out and get educated, that's just the more reason to go back, you know, to whatever tribe you belong to. I'll fulfill it, or, you know, put your energy towards that direction. And I think this Indian power thing, Indian youth movement, adds as an incentive, because I think since it kind of like started recently, speaking for myself, I can say I got better grades. Or, you know, I think it does work in that sense. It gives you a little more incentive to exert yourself, because you're kind of proud of who you are.
Do you experience any kind of, like Daniel said, segregation or discrimination or integration?
Well, in our dorm, I
think the next door is by an emergency.
Yeah.
What were you gonna
say? I have just a little incident. Well, we stay in Hakoma dorm, you know. There's not that many Indian girls there, but there's a few, and it's the biggest girls' dorm on campus. And we have those Indian power signs, you know, and we had that on our door, and then somebody just came and just really, you know, scribbled all over it and tried to tear it off and things like that. Well, we got angry and stuff, but we didn't do anything about it. We just went and put another one on, and he said, if you do it again, you know, we're going to scalp you, but you know, we put crazy things up like that, but just the fact that they did that, there must be some kind of discrimination or prejudice against us.
I think the people around here don't, you know, outright and say, you know, that they're prejudiced or whatever, but it's a subtle type of discrimination that, you know, a lot of, I would say, we suffer because, like, it comes in very subtle forms, like she said, for instance, you know, people don't come out verbally and say that, you know, they dislike Indians or something like that. But they do it in such a way that, you know it's there, you know, in various forms. And, like, even, you know, the state itself, you know, they capitalize on tourism and stuff like that, in that respect, you know, the Indian image is being
exploited,
you know. Especially the merchants in the town, you know. And the state's willing to promote this type of thing and let it, you know, persist. And in that way, I would say it's a form of discrimination or, you know.
Jealousy.
How about back home, the kind of government that exists? You think the Who do you think is running the tribal government? What's your impression?
By back home, what do you mean?
Well, you know, if you're from a reservation, there certainly is a reservation tribal council, and there's a chairman, there's a bureau structure, and then there's a vast number of people. And what's your impression of the manner in which the government is administered? effective.